Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm blessed to be with you, and especially those who are with me and participating in our battle and this gift of God's cross through cancer. I will begin radiation in my second bout on Tuesday. So know that I walk with you, I pray for you, and I will always be here for you as well. What I'd like to speak about tonight is vulnerability. During COVID, we all felt vulnerable because of this new virus. And we were told that we should feel vulnerable, for it was very dangerous. And that we were told by our government to do many things for which some of us probably questioned. But mostly they told us to put our trust in science. When I started Operation Safe Mode, OSM, during the virus, during the pandemic, I always ended each episode by saying, stay close to the Lord. And then I always reminded everyone who was listening that it is in times like these when we feel vulnerable as a whole nation, actually as a whole world, against a new virus that we did not understand. I wanted to remind everybody, remember, I say, in times like these, we are forged into saints. So let us become saints. So tonight is an opportunity to become saints through our shared participation in cancer, through our vulnerability, through that fearful weakness. All of us have the opportunity to be forged into saints. We who have the disease, and you who love us, support us, pray for us, nurse us, and yes, suffer with us. We were all vulnerable. And it is not a state of being that anyone desires to participate in. It's not a state of being that allows us to be who we want to be in the ways that we would like to be. When we look at the gospel that Deacon Jeff read for us, it comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. And we're very familiar with the Beatitudes, are we not? And in Matthew's Beatitudes, we have Jesus going up on a mountainside to teach the people, to remind them that they are blessed. He wanted to bring them up for the very place where he would go to pray. He wanted to bring them up so that they could find themselves in an opportunity not only to be in the presence of God, but to praise him and be blessed as his people. But Luke, in his sermon, is a little bit different. And for which reason I chose it this evening, it's known as not the Sermon on the Mount, as we hear in Matthew. It's known as the Sermon on the Plain. The gospel began this evening by saying, Jesus came down from the mountain to the people. Luke wants us to remember, he's a physician, Luke wants us to remember that before we can go up and lift our hearts in prayer to the Lord, we have to know. We have to believe that when we're way down below the mountain, experience that vulnerability and weakness of our disease, our sinfulness, that is with us. And Jesus understood this. He knew that they were not ready for authentic prayer, but they were in most need of his mercy, his presence, and certainly his touch. So he comes down to the people, as the gospel says, and he begins to heal them and tend to them in their need. I say this quite often as well, and it's worth repeating again, that Jesus took on flesh to become like us. Certainly when we're in that raised state of faith and spirituality, when our whole lives are in resonance with the love of God, we can go up and pray. But when we are hurting, when we are scared, when we are broken, when we are vulnerable, he understands. And he comes to us in his human nature as man, as if to say to us, I know your pain. I will share in your pain. I know your fear. I will, in the agony of the garden, experience fear. I know how vulnerable you feel right now, because I too will make myself so vulnerable at the hands of man. Because it is there, Jesus will tell us, that we learn to do the will of God. So it's in times like these that we are forged into saints. So let us become saints. The one thing that all the saints throughout history have in common, the one thing that they have in common, is that they made themselves vulnerable in the presence of God. They become aware of their need, their imperfection, even their sinfulness, and an inability to accomplish holiness alone. So all the saints made themselves vulnerable in the very place we find ourselves, right? Because this is how God will touch us. This is how we will allow him to heal us. Tonight, let us look at the role of vulnerability in our journey and what it means to be blessed as those who are poor in spirit, as we heard in the very first Beatitude at the end of our gospel. The simple definition of vulnerable is this: wounded. When we feel wounded, everything changes for us. All our efforts, all of our focus is on the wound. Physically, we're aware of the pain. Emotionally, we experience anxiety. Mentally, we wonder and ask how and why. And spiritually, we beg. We beg for God to not to abandon us. If you think of vulnerability as being wounded, then we can liken it to the second stage of the journey of carrying the cross that I spoke to you last time. The first stage being acceptance, that this is God's will for us. But the second stage is what? It's humility. And isn't that what vulnerability is? In essence, it equals humility. Because once we become vulnerable, we have nothing of pride within us. There is nothing left of who we are. We become subjects in a good fashion, become servants if you will, to the Lord crucified. Then humility begets that poor spirit of the first beatitude. In Matthew's gospel, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And Matthew just says, blessed are the poor. Matthew wants to spiritualize the beatitudes, which is awesome. That this is how he heard what Jesus was preaching. But Luke wants to make clear that there is a place for the poor. Not just financially, but being poor, unable on our own to be sustained, poor to be wounded with great humility. But then that poor spirit begets the blessing. That's what's so beautiful about it. We cannot receive Jesus' blessing unless we are equated with whom he wants to bless. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who have been humbled. Blessed are you who are vulnerable. Our vulnerability is a shared experience with Jesus. From his vulnerability, he reaches, comforts us, and welcomes us to healing, peace, rest, and sustenance. Remember that Jesus took on flesh to become like us. Why? Just so he could see what it was like? Why? So that we could simply feel comfortable praying to him? Of course. But he took on flesh and became like us so that we could become like him. And the only way we can become like him is to have the same desire for the Father's will to be accomplished as the saints desired, to be able to be vulnerable. But when he became like us, he didn't come like a king. He didn't come like anyone else that would imagine God would come even if he took on flesh. He wasn't a warrior. But he first came so vulnerable on that first night. How vulnerable Mary must have realized that the Son of God was in the cold of Bethlehem. We all know how vulnerable children are. When he became like us, he entered into that state of our life. In the garden, when Jesus prayed until he sweat blood, he was not vulnerable to the conversation, the desire and the love that he had for his Father in his prayer, but he was vulnerable to the temptation of Satan. And that's one of the things that we share in with the Lord. We have had our agony in the garden, right? We've had those nights where we beg that the cup may pass. And then we become keenly aware of the presence of evil. The presence of evil. A fear that is not necessary. A fear that would reach out to anything or ask for anything and trade to the place for which we were. But if we share in the vulnerability of Jesus in the agony in the garden, then we also have the right. We also have the right to ask for the angels to come and tend to us. We have the right to be able to say, your will be done, not mine. Jesus shares in his vulnerability when he took on flesh with us in that night of captivity. Can you imagine what that was like for him? Thrown down in some dark dungeon, waiting his fate. It's not like Jesus' humanity outside the presence of others changed. Okay, no one's watching, I'm good. No, he suffered. He suffered waiting his fate. The vulnerability of carrying the cross. How much more vulnerable can God be for us than to need a simple man to help him? To need a woman who's loved him so much to wipe the blood from his face. What kind of God would do that? The one who would come down from the mountain to meet us in our needs and to bring us what we need so that we may be forged into saints. And of course, we know the act of vulnerability of the crucifixion. His nailing to the cross took everything from him. When they nailed his hands to the wood, he could no longer raise them in forgiveness. He could no longer raise them in healing. And when they nailed his feet to the cross, he no longer was free to walk from town to town, from the mountaintops to the plains with his people in prayer to the mountaintop. He was so vulnerable that he had to ask for a drink. He couldn't even comfort his mother as she watched him die. This is why tonight we do this in honor of Saint Peregrine. We ask for his intercession through the litany that we'll share and the blessing with the relic that you'll receive from Deacon Jeff. Because St. Peregrine's healing of his leg, of his cancerous wound, remember, it was the night before his leg was to be amputated. And where did he find himself that night? He found himself on the floor in the sanctuary of the church before the Blessed Sacrament and the crucifix. And he just laid there, vulnerable to the mercy and love of Jesus. And the one who was vulnerable on the cross, when we beg for him to raise his hand in healing, he can free himself from those nails. And he reaches down to Peregrine and he heals his leg. If Peregrine was filled with pride, if Peregrine didn't experience vulnerability, humility, knowing that he was going to be blessed because he was poor in spirit, would he have ever found himself at the foot of the cross? God loves us so much, not just simply to take on flesh, to be like us, but to be like us in our weakest moment. To be with us when we are most afraid, when we are wounded. So that he could heal us first in our spirit. To know that God is with us. To give us the blessing of the Beatitude. Remember our definition of blessed, right? It's consecrated for the purpose for which we were created. And none of us were created for cancer. None of us were created for any other addictions or problems or sufferings we have. No, that's not what I'm saying. We are consecrated for heaven. And thus, through the cross, we can obtain that goal. Because we are vulnerable. We live in humility. We have accepted the cross. And we trust in him. This evening, we began with placing Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the monstrance for reverence. Because perhaps we haven't really thought about it. He takes the simplest foods and becomes them. Truly present. How much more vulnerable could God make himself? He subjects himself to us. We could disregard him just as they did on the cross. That's not God, is just a piece of bread. We could mock this great gift just as they mocked him on the cross. He trusts each of us to be placed in our hands so that we could consume him as food to strengthen us, transform us, if you will, forge us into saints. And the road to sainthood begins with the desire to do the will of God. And the journey is the cross. And its success is in allowing him to be our bread of life. So, if God could be so vulnerable as to be truly present in bread, if he is willing to be so vulnerable to be nailed upon the cross, then how blessed are we if we are wounded? How blessed are we to realize that it is only in humility, as the saints say, that they become aware of their need of imperfection. Yes, even our sinfulness. Believe me, when you're wounded, you know how sinful you are, how broken you are, how far you perhaps have walked away out of his sight. But he comes down to us so that he can tend to that need. When I received, through so many prayers, the miracle of being cured of stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and yes, it was a miracle. And yes, I was cured of that cross. And even though my cancer has returned, it has nothing to do with what he has already given. It only has what he wants me to do for him. If it means to go another round, to share with you, to be vulnerable again, I only hope, as I pray for you, that in those moments of vulnerability, we will be forged into saints. That we will not only say, "Your will be done," but we will do it with the one who became like us, for the only reason that is necessary, so that we may become like him.